This is a piece called Base Libraries. My favorite haunt as a military brat was the base library. At every air base my family was stationed, there was certain to be a library, and it was a high priority for me to locate it as soon as we settled in. Sometimes it was within walking distance, sometimes I would take the base bus. Each first visit to the library was a thrilling foray. How big would it be? What was the layout? But most importantly, what did they have in their collection? I have many disjointed snapshot memories of a dozen or more library reading rooms, stacks, checkout counters, and memorable collections. A library card was not necessary. My military ID was sufficient. One early book I remember was titled The Spaceship Under the Apple Tree. A beguiling title, it was perhaps the first of countless science fiction books that I read. As the title suggests, it was from the juvenile section, and I soon graduated to more serious books such as Have Spacesuit Will Travel by the Dean of Science Fiction, Robert Heinlein, who wrote many books aimed at younger readers. But libraries have a way of suddenly exposing you to books that you would have never sought out on your own. Though destined to become a vegetarian, I once read an entire book on taxidermy and considered taking it up as a hobby. Browsing the shelves, I was surprised to find that the movie, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, had been based upon the book by Mark Twain. Though shocked by the ending, pun intended, which was conspicuously absent from the Bing Crosby comedy, I was captivated by Mark Twain and abandoned science fiction for a while, although an argument could be made the Connecticut Yankee was science fiction. I began to read more Twain and was especially impressed by Pudd'nhead Wilson with its sly indictment of racism. I enjoyed the rather lightweight Tom Sawyer and was overwhelmed by the immense Huckleberry Finn that I would reread several times throughout my life. My father worked at the photo lab, so I ventured into the photography books, learning about technical aspects of photography like depth of field, f-stops, and film speed, as well as elements of design such as composition and negative space. And here was a book on photographing the nude. The nude? I looked around to see if anyone was watching. And I slid the book off the stack, sandwiched between two innocuous titles. I knew there was no way I would be able to check this one out, so I sought a quiet nook to ogle the nudes. Wow. Holy cow. I kept looking up to see if anyone was watching. I did read some text. For instance, the author pointed out that American audiences were uncomfortable with pubic hair, whereas Europeans were not offended. As I flipped through the pages, I soon determined that the book was intended for American audiences. Still, it was a very stirring book. Ultimately, I gravitated towards science books, which I could at least check out. I liked the hard sciences, physics, chemistry, optics, astronomy, electronics, and their ilk. Science was a haven within the haven, although some important satellites were Lewis Carroll, Edgar Allan Poe, even Dr. Seuss, and whatever other surprise might be shelved just around the corner.